Good morning,
good afternoon,
good evening,
wherever in the world you might be. I am Nicole BC, and
you know everything. Okay, y'all, this is, I think, the fifth recording of this episode, but I have a lot going on right now, as per usual. I've got maybe my biggest client signing up. We're in the final throes of negotiations, and I'm going to call it here. I'm going to Babe Ruth it. I'll be in Denver in a couple weeks for the kickoff meeting, and that actually both inspired and reinvented this episode. And I was kind of wondering, like, ugh, why does this feel like I'm like having to drag it out of me? Because usually I'm very inspired. I have lots of things to share with you. I've been talking about the same thing over and over again, and I want to kind of bring it to life and give you the purview that I get into the back end and behind the veil of all of these different businesses and brilliant minds that I get to work with. But what I want to share with you today is a little insight as to how I work with them. I create this podcast so that you have the access and agency to do whatever you need to do, to create whatever you want to create, to birth into ring, to bring into life that business baby, that creative baby, that piece of art, maybe even that just big shift that you're looking to. And I know I'm supposed to like niche down and be super specific, but I you know, I've really been thinking about that, and I'm going to talk about that structure and why I've been thinking about it so much. And hopefully you are tuning into this. Well, I mean, firstly, you get to tune into it whenever the fuck you want, but I am recording it in the spring in the Northern Hemisphere and have really been feeling winter this year. I have noticed my own seasonal shifts more and more as I have also moved in through different seasons of my life. And it was like little things like, I don't want a smoothie in the winter, or like, I don't want to do hot yoga in the summer when I was younger. But now it's like, I don't want to do shit in the winter. And I want to do all of the things. I have so much energy. I'm so ready. Let's fucking go when spring hits, right? And I want to talk about that in the framework of the cycle of change, which I have shared on this podcast before and just like to remind people of repeatedly, because in business, in creation, in success, we have many different cycles, right? And so often we find ourselves assuming this is going to last forever and we're going to be here forever, that we actually kind of set ourselves up for failure once that inevitable seasonal shift occurs. And when we can just tune into where we are in our own patterning, how we relate to the different seasons, both in life and in the world, but also in our marketing strategies and or in our creation strategies. When is something done? Why? How do we know? How can we feel that? And also, how can we see it coming so that we are implementing and doing the things we need to do so that when that inevitable shift occurs, we are already moving into that next season. And we're doing so in a way that's going to be really empowering and really supportive, right? And also then this new season is beginning for me. And I tend to start most of my client relationships, most of my businesses in a very similar way with that spring energy, or in the cycle of change, we call it the shuffling, right? We're getting ready to deal. And it occurred to me that that might be really useful for you. So I'm going to do my best to stay pretty high level and not get too caught in the weeds and kind of bring all of these frameworks together. And again, that's happening. I just finished that 6-part series on energy leadership, which is also the foundation for how I work with people. And I did that because it gives you another view behind the scenes. We can make all the to-do lists we want. We can have all the plans and all the business strategies and all the tabs. We can organize things in color codes to our little heart's content. But at the end of the day, if our heart isn't content, what are we doing, right? And I work with very successful people. I work with people who've created a lot of success. I work with people who are accidental success stories. I work with people who have no idea what's happening behind the scenes in their own business because things happen so quickly, or they didn't really ever have a plan or strategy or any structure, and they kind of like don't know how they did it. And there's some energy around that. And what I mean by that is there's some thoughts and feelings they're using to tell a story about what that means. And at the end of the day, you get to choose that energy, those thoughts, those feelings, and tell whatever fucking story you want. But if that story disempowers you, if that story makes you feel shameful or embarrassed or like you did it wrong, or there's resentment or regret, that's going to impact everything that you do. And your people are going to feel it. My clients, the people that I work with, the people like you that are listening, they tend to have really big ideas. They can see something no one else can see. And in order to bring people along that journey with you, sometimes they need to try to get it and see the final picture, but most of the time they just need to see that next step. But what they need to feel is your confidence in getting there. And that's the difference between success and failure, really. But here's the thing. Every end is the opportunity for a new beginning. And when we assume that the failure is forever and always, we will quit. We will give up. When we recognize that it is just a season, it is simply winter and an opportunity to clear the drawing board, get some new fresh ideas onto that piece of paper, figure out which one actually makes the most sense right now for our own goals and purposes, then we can actually utilize that failure, take the lessons and the wisdom that are so ripe and rich in that season of winter that we only really have the space to because we don't want to fucking do anything else because it's shitty out, right? Everything feels like death and dying, but it gives us the space to renew, rejuvenate, inspire, and set off into spring guns blazing, right? At like a full sprint. So if you're anything like me, you have been feeling like it is impossible to plan ahead. I used to do 10-year plans, okay? And the funny thing about 10-year plans, I literally did it for the first time because of that bullshit study that came out that of all of the like Harvard business grads that had 10-year plans, they were, you know, 100 times more successful than the other 80% of them that didn't have a plan. And then of those that had written their plans down, so on and so forth, yada, yada, yada. It turns out that was not true, that there are no studies that proved that theory. But I was like, fuck you, Harvard Business School. This doesn't work. And I did a 10-year plan. And I think it took me about 4 years to knock every single thing off that list. It surprised me just as much as you. It also showed me that just because we plan and set goals doesn't necessarily mean that when we get there, it's the thing that we thought it was going to be. That was my first pretty significant winter season in my own career. And I had the businesses, I had the office, I had the employees, I had the house, I had the relationship. I can't remember where I was in my MBA studies, but I was going to school at the Sydney Opera House to get a master's in business administration with some of the greatest art leaders, at least in the country that I was living in. But they were pulling people from all around the world. Like, and I was also a complete disaster. I was working like 20 hours a day. It turns out my relationship was on the rocks. I might have been consuming some substances that were not exactly healthy at a very unhealthy, unsustainable rate. But hey, I was getting it all done, right? And I remember looking at that sign going up on my office and looking at the people in my office and thinking, this isn't what I meant. And it was the beginning of what was like a pretty significant downward spiral. Like I said, the relationship dissolved, which means my home. I had to move out of my shared apartment, but that was the precursor to buying my first home, of which I also sobbed on the floor and cried for 3 days because it was like way, way, way more than I had bitten off that I could chew. But it, in hindsight, in 2020 hindsight, in retrospect, I saw that that was a winter season for me. And in the cycle of change, that is actually like the shuffle. We've given up the game. We have thrown our cards in. We're not even sure if we're going to play again, right? Winter feels like the end. It quite visibly looks like everything is dying. Depending on where you're at, there's a much lower level of activity, both in our environments and just in ourselves. We often try and push through this season because it is uncomfortable to just kind of say, no, I'm not doing that. I'm done. I need to rest and rejuvenate. We have a lot of holidays in that season, but There's a reason why we all get there feeling absolutely exhausted, also probably overindulging in some distracting or disassociating activities, and really kind of going, I can't do this anymore. It's time to hit reset. And the good thing about that particular season is we do throw it all in. We do say, I'm not doing X, Y, and Z anymore. And in that shuffling, in that reset, we're able to take some space and some time to go, what is coming with me? What am I focusing on? What are some things I need? What are some more resources that I need to call in? And can I actually start cultivating that in the now to make myself successful for when it's actually time to play, right? Then we have spring. And spring is a beautiful time for inspiration, for ideating, for brainstorming, for kind of like saying, okay, let's just see, throw shit at the wall and see what sticks, right? We could call that fertilizer in this season. But it feels exciting. It feels like the sun is finally out, like the buds are finally starting to show. Here where I'm at right now, all the trees are blooming and it's just, it's like fireworks everywhere outside. And it's really exciting. It can feel a little overwhelming. It can feel like a lot, especially after the stagnancy of winter. I'm also going through some personal deaths in my life right now, quite literally physical relationships, but also 10 years of a particular role that I played in the life of a family member. And it feels both like endings and beginnings, which are, it's kind of a weird thing to hold at the same time. And it also made me really think about these beginnings of these relationships, these beginnings of these businesses. So here's my attempt now to share with you some of the planning and some of the beginnings, and I'll take us through the rest of the seasons and the cycle of changes we do this, right? Because this part, when we remove the constraints and the fears and the resentments and the lessons that we were able to really wallow in winter, well, that was too expensive. Well, that really blew us out. Well, this person just doesn't have it, so on and so forth, right? And we give ourselves the energy of spring. What if we plant these seeds and come fall, come harvest, we have everything we could ever possibly need and maybe even more. It's what I talk about in energy leadership, that difference between level 5 and level 6 is being, what if I guaranteed success? How would I create in this moment? What decision would I make without the hardships of winter and without the ego and kind of runaway experience of summer, right? It's felt impossible to do 10-year plans anymore, right? So I kind of remove that metric. A lot of us love it. So just pick a number in the future. You don't even have to be perfectly honest. I'm struggling to get more than a month out for my personal self right now, and I'm okay with that. It feels really easy to set some goals and some parameters for like April me. Like she seems a lot more obvious than like 10 year me. I have big, huge visions and dreams and things that I am slowly stepping out for 10 year me, but those feel very amorphous. Like they don't have a shape. They don't have a structure. They have a feeling. They have ideas. And that's okay too. When you can see, as murky as it might be, where you're going, all you need to do is take one step and you will be getting closer to that inevitably. It's impossible not to. You might meander along the way, but it's all going to get you to where you're going when you have that basic fundamental idea. And spring really, really gives you permission to cultivate that. You've heard me talk about reverse engineering. You've heard me talk about values 1,000,000 times. So I'm not going to get into that. But what happens when we set up April me or 10 year me is then we get to reverse engineer it. I always start with my values, and my values haven't really changed. That's when you know you've gotten there. When significant life events occur, really great opportunity to reevaluate your values. When that like dead of winter really knocks you off kilter, really great time to reevaluate your values. And this will happen not just in your life, not just in your business, not just in your campaigns or your strategies or your projects, also in your relationships, also in your day-to-day activities. If you've been an early morning person and every day at 4:30 when your alarm goes off, everything says sit, be quiet, meditate, reflect, rather than like get your ass out of bed into the gym, play with that. That's what spring is for. Maybe I'm an evening workout person. And that's what tuning into how these particular seasons really feel to you. There's a difference for me now, a very distinct difference in that feeling of winter. This is just a conclusion because it's time to try something new, or it's time to try this a little bit differently than like that summer feeling of like everything is happening all of the time and I want to do it all, but I can't do it all. And I have to figure out what I want to do in this moment. Like that's more of a dissociative permission to just simply like focus and come back to this present moment, like take a deep breath and go, than it is like, I don't want to do this anymore because it's not working, because it's truly done. Give yourself this springtime space to really think about where am I in a week, in a month, in a year, in 10 years? And then you're going to reverse engineer it. Run it through those filters. Fun, excellence, adventure, freedom. Freedom is one I'm really playing with right now because on the one hand, I think I've unlocked that absolute level of freedom and it's not what I meant. So I'm delving back into the true definition and energy and frequency of what that means for me. And that's perfect for spring, right? Once we kind of get clear on where we're going, then we can backstep it to where we are right now. And you might really want to tune into how will you know? How will you know when you'll get there? What will it look like? I get very detailed in this. That doesn't work for everybody, but I would suggest at the very least, get clear on how it's going to feel. What will freedom feel like for you? Then I get to do whatever I want, when I want, check, without any limitations or concerns. Ooh, okay. That would be a description of how that feels for me. And then I get to talk about things like I can hop on an airplane and travel back to California to support my family and also travel to Denver to liaise with my client. Okay. That's potentially $1,500 in travel. So what does that mean in terms of my own income, in terms of the way that I work with people, so on and so forth, right? So that is how to step out new projects, new relationships, new ideas, new creative endeavors, new work. Maybe you're leaving work right now. I have an exit strategy workbook for you, but kind of takes you through this step by step. From there, we can really start to get into the nitty-gritty and go, okay, well, now I know that if I need $1,500 to travel every month, I'm going to need to increase my income, which looks like X, Y, and Z. Then we can talk about the marketing. Then we can talk about the strategies. Then we can literally get into the day-to-day activities, right? So an example of spring. I want to now shift into summer because summer is when we're really playing, right? We've got these strategies. We've got this springtime structure, this plan of attack, the farmer's almanac that gave us some real actual implementation tactics to get this shit going. But here's the thing about summer. It is a lot. We've planted a lot of seeds. It can feel like you're both finding your groove and everything's happening. And then as a result, a little overwhelming, a little restless, like quite literally there isn't the space to rest. One of my favorite quotes that I always like to reflect back on, it was a senior executive at one of the big tech companies. And she said, you can pick sleep, success, relationships, or health. That's what it was. Like pick three. And I disagree with that statement. I do believe you can have it all, but something I have to remind myself of every day, this season of summer, the way that this energy feels and all of my wildly ambitious, visionary, intelligent, successful clients of, and this is for you, my friend, you can have it all. But you can't do it all in every single moment. I was going through this with actually someone very recently who was probably listening. And yes, this is about you. And they were like, I want to be 11 and 11 in all areas of my life at all times. And when I'm not, I'm hypercritical of myself because to show up fully and present in my business, and there's a couple different projects going on there and being 11 there, I simply can't in my relationship. Well, yeah. Of course. Why is the expectation that I am the best wife, partner, and friend at the same time as being wholly present for my clients and my business? Like, no, you can do one and then you get to do the other. And sometimes the other might really fucking need you, in which case you let yourself off from work and go do that. That's summer, right? Summer is like constantly reminding yourself, oh, that's right. I'm playing this game. I get to make the next move. I have a playbook. What's my strategy? Is this working for me? Or am I going to try some like random hat trick, right? Am I just going to do something totally spontaneous with the sense of play behind it? And that might be where the secret strategy comes from. Your winning play, the surprise point that no one expected you to make, right? It might also be where like an abysmal failure shows up, but we're playing. And because it feels like everything's coming up roses, it's like, well, if that's one dud, we got all of the rest of this going on. We're good. And we can get so distracted in that place that we kind of forget what's coming next. Harvest and then winter. So what strategies and structures can we put in place in spring, in fall, in winter, so that when summer comes, we can just cruise, we can just do all of the things, but we're not letting things go so much that when fall shows up, we're not prepared, or when winter shows up, we're not resourced. This is where energy leadership really comes into play. And another thing I do when I'm in getting into relationship with my clients, because the spring is easy, the beginning is easy. We set a bunch of goals, we create a bunch of strategy, we assign a bunch of resources, and we fucking go. And then the hectic chaos of summer shows up. And we tend to default to the things that we know. And as you know, if you keep doing the same thing over and over again, you ain't going to get different results, right? But those are the things that we know. We know they work, even if we know that they're going to end up with this feeling of fall and winter. So let's try something new. And I literally have my freaking notebook out here. So we start talking about the energy levels and we identify where you're at as a leader. This is what we talked about in spring. We're resourcing ourselves, we're skills developing, we're putting ourselves in uncomfortable situations. That happens, that feels like play in summer, okay? You challenge yourself to grow. And guess what, my friend? It feels really challenging and hard. Summer is fun because we approach it with that fun energy, and then we shift into fall. And fall is actually both equal parts hard work and reward. It's where we're doing the laboring process. We're pulling up all of the fruits of our labor. We're probably going to need more help. We're going to need to resource ourselves, potentially even humble ourselves. This is where you lay your cards on the table and you go for broke, and it might break, right? Like, hopefully you've got enough resources, you've won enough rounds here that you're gonna be okay. You started to really lean into the structures and the strategies and the learnings and the lessons, not just from this last game, but from all of the games that you've played. And you're resourcing yourself effectively for winter, but also taking the risks that you need in order to truly win this round and create that win, not just for yourself, but for everybody that you're playing with. This is where you're going to really tune into your strengths and your gaps. And this is also where we start to accept things. You can't go back, right? In fall, you can't go back and be like, ooh, should have left those germinate or should have pruned them more. They needed more nutrients. No, it's too late. That's okay. That's okay. Sitting in that shoulda, woulda, coulda energy does nothing for no one, and it will detract your ability to continue to create success and really like look at the cards on the table and go, are we playing another round here or are we done? Are we moving into winter? Am I resourced effectively for that? A really, really huge part of my job is not just removing the barriers to success, but helping leaders and visionaries see what's getting in their way and what might. That's what we talk about when we get into risk mitigation. And so this is where in the fall season, when you've laid your cards on the table, you're going to have an opportunity to tune into, are we going another round or is this done? Is it winter? Do we need to be done here? The challenge for you is that this is going to be occurring across infinite spaces in your life. and they're all going to be in different seasons. You're going to have this opportunity to do it again, or throw your cards in, call it what it is, and give yourself some space to really learn, hit reset, and then play again. This is where you're tuning into your own knowing. It is never going to be for me or anyone else to tell you it's done or try it again. And that becomes, we have so much energy around endings, around losses, around failures, around death. We can find ourselves avoiding that inevitability of winter. We can find ourselves, what I think they call it, sunk cost fallacy. It's a cognitive bias where we think we put so much time and energy into something that we have to keep trying. Something that we're coming out of right now is a crypto winter, which means we're moving into a bull cycle. And I've had a lot of people reaching out to me because of the Conscious Crypto course and because of my work with Noah Lampert and the Synchronicity Discord and communities. And they're asking me, well, what do we do? Had I just left it in Ethereum, had I just ... then I would have ... And that energy is exactly what I'm talking about. That can feel like regret and resentment, or that can be deep lessons and wisdom we apply to our spring strategy development. And now we know, as we're shuffling these cards, right? Okay, well, next time I'm going to take my wins. I'm going to go for lower points, but more of them in this particular hand. And once I get enough points, then I can start trying to go for, you know, the more difficult plays that I think, since we've been playing a little bit and I kind of remember what cards have been played, I think I can do this, right? Thinking about how you work with others, how you influence others, how you work and influence yourself, problem solving, productivity, the types of relationships and partnerships and goals one's going to need in order to really step into that win-win-win. If I played this game like I knew I would be successful, how would that influence what I'm trying to do right now? Most of my clients, when they tell me what their long-term goals are, it's like, okay, that's cool. You just hired me though, so let's, I don't want to say 10X because Grant Cardone, is that enough to truly motivate you to play the game the way you know you need to play it this season? And it's usually not. We're being humble. We're afraid. We're taking some of those resentments and regrets from the last few seasons, and we're limiting ourselves because we don't want to go through those inevitable feelings and cycles again. But when we recognize them for what they are, seasons that too shall pass, we can give ourselves permission to play a much bigger game and to recognize there will be seasons, and some of them are wildly uncomfortable. Some of us always get seasonal affective disorder, right? But once we know that's coming, we can resource ourselves and recognize there will be things that are unpredictable. There will be things that happen we have no plans for. Anytime I've gone through like really hardcore risk mitigation and planning, it's always the thing from left of field that like I could not have predicted even if I had tried. But having been through enough winter seasons now, I know I actually love winter. Like I do. I fucking love it. I find the beauty in that death and the romance and those extremes. And there's so much learning and nurturing and growth that can happen whilst I'm incubating and hibernating. And when I actually give myself permission to do that and to take that space and time and to just simply recognize that feeling of, oh, this is done. And it doesn't mean anyone is bad or did bad or bad things happen. It's just what happens. I'm able to detach from that narrative, which gives me the space. That's that bandwidth that I'm talking about to truly create and build something bigger and better and wilder than I can possibly imagine. Because that's the other thing. It's not just the bad shit that surprises you. It's the good shit. And it's usually the client I never saw coming, the project I didn't even know could exist, the trips and travel that I said yes to randomly AF, like that's where the real magic happens. And then we can really get into the holistic nature of our lives. The fact that these seasons truly are happening in your, across all of the different areas. And so if you're like, want my client who wants to be an 11 in health and finance, in relationships, in community, in spirituality, in business, you get to pick. I think for this particular client, it was definitely like, fashion and design and aesthetics. I can relate, Sag rising. You get to be 100% in all of those areas, and you get to manage your portfolio. So just simply identifying any place you feel lacking in is the opportunity to then create the growth. So understanding, oh, this isn't a winter. I've not really paid any attention to this. Has been a total hibernation. Fantastic. Is it ready? Are you ready to wake that space up again? Yeah, I think that's it. That was fun. I think this is the winter of this particular episode. So I invite you to join me for spring, the next one. That was a lot. That was fun. And I hope you got a little bit of insight into the beginnings, the play, the harvest, and the conclusion of these seasons. And maybe take some time to reflect on where you're at. I've talked so much about each one of these stages. I don't even know where to refer you next to. When I initially recorded this, I am personally going through some seasons in my own cash flow. And it's been really interesting to be in a spring because I'm coming out of winter. I just invested most of my liquid capital along with investments, stored capital to a new project. And it's leaving me in a space I haven't felt in like 20 years. And lots of narratives are popping up. And I have the wisdom now and the experience of many, many seasons of winter to recognize where I'm at in spring. And I also, like I talked about, there's a new cycle beginning in crypto. There's new cycles beginning in my own business and the way I'm working with clients and the types of projects that I'm taking on. And also in my own creative work, I want to write on a level I haven't written before. And there's a lot going on for me. So I'm going to be recording an episode just on cash flow management. I'm just noticing a lot of the people that I'm working with are also kind of going through their own explorations. Most of the people that I work with don't have a cash flow management system. So that's what we're going to talk about. So I'll refer you to that episode if literally these seasons are referring to your own finances. I think that would be a really powerful resource for you. And then the cycle of change, that's pretty obvious. So I'll also link to, if that feels like something you want to dive much deeper into, because I was comparing it seasonally and then talking about the ways that I actually work with these cycles with my own clients in their businesses, but also my relationships with them. So if that feels useful to you, we'll link to that as well. If you want to get in, there's still plenty of time, my friend, and these cycles will continue to happen. I have a beautiful course called Conscious Crypto that talks a lot about the energetics of cryptocurrency, why I'm so interested in it. You can find that on NicoleBZ.com. You can find me on all the socials at the BZ channel. This will be both on my podcast and on YouTube. I think we're going to be doing some fun visuals on YouTube where we took these last few weeks during the Energy Leadership series to really reevaluate what's working, what's not, look at all of the lessons and wisdom from winter. We'd been going hard with some strategies. So yeah, you'll see some evolutions in my own content. As I record this, I am in the creative ideation stage of that. So by the time you listen, you should be witnessing the implementation of that. So I'd love to hear your thoughts. As per always, if you have any questions, I'm recording a few episodes from some specific emails I've been receiving, which is one of my favorite things to do. If you're asking, that means someone else is asking, and I would love to resource you. I believe all of this should be, like I said, accessible, and you should have the agency to create whatever the fuck you want when you want it. I love you. Thank you for being here. Happy spring.